This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. So let's take a slice of the American labor force, because that's what immigration is, right? It's a labor story. Let's take a slice and apply this new Trump administration rule to it, as well as, of course, the rule of unintended consequences. A category of work visa known as H-1B, as Megan was saying, is among the visas that have been shut off. It's among the biggest categories of work visas, and it is used by, among other industries, healthcare. And as Marketplace's Jasmine Garz reminds us, we got a pandemic going on.
Dr. Mukesh Gopalakrishnan is an emergency cardiologist at a retirement community an hour outside of Tucson, Arizona.
I'm the only cardiologist who's there at least 5 days in a week.
These days, he sees a lot of COVID-19 patients. He was born in India and is here on an H-1B visa. In America, around 28% of doctors, 35% of home aides, and 20% of nursing assistants are foreign-born. For many international medical students, the way to stay in the U.S. after graduation is by serving at-risk communities. That includes rural areas, much like where Dr. Gopalakrishnan is practicing. Last year, rural areas accounted for 66% of the health professional shortage areas. Richard Burke is with Envoy Global, which prepares visa applications for businesses, like hospitals. He says the issue is simply supply and demand.
U.S. citizens, students, are not graduating in the requisite levels with STEM degrees to address this shortage, which is only going to get more profound.
The Trump administration has said the freeze on work visas will protect jobs that could go to American workers. Masa Kambabi, an attorney with the American Immigration Lawyers Association, says that won't happen.
You need these H-1B physicians who are willing to go to Alabama, you know, Georgia, parts of the Beltway that just don't have enough doctors. And now this sends a signal to all of them, look, we don't care about you. We don't want you to come here and work in the United States.
And she's worried the visa freeze will push them to get jobs in other countries. I'm Jasmine Garst for Marketplace.